welcome to the Let's Get Shitty show. I'm your host, Eddie. Joining me this week, special guest, Alyssa.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm swell. It's been a fantastic week.
It's been a fantastic week. What's been going on in your life this week?
Actually, it's been a bullshit week.
Okay, it's been a bullshit week. What's been going on in your bullshit life this week?
It's just like we've discovered that people that are professionals suck at doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah? Like
yeah,
what?
It's just been a week of that. Like my doctor, dentists,
your doctor
drivers.
And your dentist and no. Your drivers.
Oh, yes. Just in my personal life, my personal week. That's what you asked, right? That's
well, you said my doctor, comma, dentist, comma, drivers.
Dentists.
That implies it's my
multiple
every
dentists
subsequent
have
thing.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
I wanna
for our child.
Yeah. It's been a bullshit.
It's been a trying week.
I'm just jaded. Like, I'm over it. We're already in the desert. Let's just find a bunker and let's just be done.
It's been a
fucking
trying
bullshit neighbors. I'm tired of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to be away from people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I want to get guns and some land.
You want to get guns? No, now we're talking. We got one. We need more.
We need a bunker.
We need more guns. That's a solution to problems. More guns.
What's that big one with the barrel? Yeah.
A Gatlin gun.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah. You want a chain gun. That's great. Yeah, okay, cool. You sure you want that, or do you want the one that's like a rifle, but it's got the big circle on the bottom that's the basically
chain
like
fed.
An ammo canister?
Yeah.
No, like a Tommy gun. Yeah, okay, cool.
That's what I want.
You just want something that's an automatic. Just pop, 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 and you can just spray and
yeah,
pray.
From like the gangster film
from the
noir
50s.
Type.
Man, hey.
Yeah, that's what I want. That'd
say hello to my little friend. Man.
Yeah.
That.
I'll take that.
So stupid.
What? You're stupid.
Those guns are ridiculous.
Nah, they're great.
You want to be? You just need one bullet. Just do a good job.
Yeah, I don't care about precision. I just want to fuck shit up.
Precision is key. Love precision.
Whatever.
This is pop. Hey, where'd that come from? I don't fucking know. Instead of pop, 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 pop. Thank you.
It'd be fun to get into archery again.
Archery, yeah. I've never tried archery, actually. I had a crossbow. That was about it.
I'm kind of into compound bows suddenly, but I've only ever had a longbow.
I've never had a bow. I've had a crossbow.
I outgrew my longbow pretty quick.
Yeah. Then it becomes a short bow.
Yeah, it was pretty little.
That's fine. You just get a short bow, whatever.
No, it did not work.
No?
The tension was not good enough.
Mm.
Anyway,
moving along in news this week, we just an announcement. I'm going to be working on a Dungeons and Dragons podcast that may or may not be coming out. We have to record like 7 episodes first.
Yeah, that's why we're a bit distracted. Also,
I got
super high on the last episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, most of my time was thinking, like, does he know he's making these faces when he talks? Oh, my God. I need to listen. What did he just say?
I don't.
Shit.
I actually don't know what faces I'm making, so that's good.
No, that's just these, like, and then when I noticed that you had, like, mm-hmm. faces that you were making, I'm like, oh, God, what faces am I making right now?
Yeah, that's the troubling part.
I used to be able to do the pots.
Yeah.
I had a prescription for anxiety and everything, and now it just fucks it all up. Now it just spins me out even harder.
Yeah. And now you, it's like Leahy. He used to be the liquor,
mm-hmm.
but now the liquor rules him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm Ricky.
Yeah, kind of.
Great. No, I just can't do it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But at least I got this new drink.
Yeah, the Micheladas.
Yeah.
That's
that
what I was
Clamato.
Drinking last
last podcast that we did not release because I was so fucking stoned.
The hidden
episode.
So lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Micheladas for white people, that is when you take a beer, preferably a Pilsner or a lager, add tomato juice, lime.
Yes.
And something umami.
Yeah.
And like Worcestershire sauce is pretty typical. And
hot sauce
of some sort, cayenne based hot sauce.
I use Valentino's this time because I'm tired of dipping into your hot ones.
Really?
We're going to have to make another order.
Yeah, we got to get some more of that stuff. That's pretty good. It's just got the pineapple in it, which is a good.
It is really good.
Yeah. And then you rim the glass with lime. Just like cut a little divot out of a lime and then rim it. And then roll it in. Well, I don't know what that shit
is. It's like peppers and salt and lime.
Yeah, it's like a salt, pepper, lime, like dehydrated lime
it's
mix.
It's the junk that they put on fruit.
That they put
the
on fruit?
Mexican people put on fruit.
That those type?
Yeah, those brown ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you that with a beer, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Super duper good, actually. So my week.
Your week.
My week has been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little bit of an issue at the Albertsons.
Uh-oh.
At the U-Scan line.
Okay.
You know, for those of you who don't know, maybe you're not in America because we have weird, like, Australian
shit outside of here.
German listeners for some and Russian. We have a lot of Russian.
I told you.
It's fucking weird. Yeah, well, because we have a lot of Trump supporters listen, obviously, because we're a pro-Trump podcast.
Everything is the Russians.
It's all the Russians. So I'm in the U-Scan line, which what that is basically in this Albertsons, there are four checkout counters where you go, you scan your own shit, and then you put it into a bag and you pay for it like a grown-ass person, right? Yeah. So what happens is you create one line, right? And then from that one line, the first one that opens up, whoever's next in line goes to it.
Yeah.
It's the most efficient system possible.
Right.
Right?
That's why they have like a – they got a sticker on the ground that says wait here.
Yes. So – I go to the U-Scan, wait in line after like three people go, it's my turn. I go up and I start scanning. I had maybe like eight items, tops, like I had nothing, like very, very small order.
Mm-hmm.
I scan like my second item and this fucking like ratchety ass crackhead broad just strolls up right behind me. Not in line in any way, just strolls up right behind me and starts waiting. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, what's up? And the people that are in the line behind me waiting for the next available are like, no, ma'am, actually there's a line back here. You need to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So she turns and looks at them and says, yeah, I'm waiting for this one.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for what you're waiting for. I'm waiting for this one. So.
What? Just because she saw the one guy that's got less than 10 items or something?
Oh, yeah. Like, she saw the one guy that's very highly motivated and quick and knows what he's doing and has very few items and he's just getting fucking out of there. So she's just like, well, I'm going to cut ahead of everybody in line and just wait behind this one guy.
Cool.
Yeah, you don't do that. You can't do that, right? That's not the way the system works.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be really slow. I just said I'm going to be really slow. And I just started like...
Really?
I started looking at every item. I'm like, where's that barcode?
You said
at?
That out loud?
Yeah, I said, I'm going to be really slow. And I'm like, well, where's that barcode? I'm looking at it and I'm just taking the longest fucking time possible.
You didn't have our kid with you, did you?
No, it was just me.
Oh, good, okay.
I was on my way home from work.
Okay.
Albertsons.
No, you can be a dick when you're solo. That's fine.
Yeah, no, totally. I don't. If it's just me, I'm an asshole. I don't care.
Cool.
So I'm like, okay, well, let's see. Where's the barcode on this? And I've got like four like yogurts or something. I don't even remember what the fuck it was. And I'm looking for each individual barcode. Like, where is that? Okay, and then boop, and I scan it, and I hold on to it for a minute.
You just wait.
And it's like, put it in the bag, or do you want to skip bagging it? And I'm like, well, huh, okay.
If I skip
and
then bagging I put it, then I put I would it in the thing. Press that button.
And then I reach back, and I'm like, okay, well, what's the next thing? And I start shuffling through the few things I have, and just taking a long fucking time. And this
is this working for the people in the line too? Like they're down with this?
Well, they don't care.
You're fucking with everybody.
Well, no, they don't care because I'm fucking with her, right? So then I'm taking so long that other people are done before I am that shouldn't have been done before me. And now they're going over there to these people. And this bitch behind me is getting fucking like livid. So what does she do? She's like, fine. And she leaves and goes over and waits in line at like a manual, like regular
and
cashier.
Then you win.
And then I'm like, okay, boop, 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 done.
No.
No, I don't win. I'm just an asshole.
You won. That was one for the world.
That is one for the world. And that's my point. I want to get out of there as quickly as possible until you give me a reason to be an asshole. And then, my Lord, do I have all the time in the world.
Oh, that's good.
Do I have all the time in the world for it? she got so aggravated. It was hilarious. I'm like, oh, well, let's see. What's the... And because what's hilarious is while the people are yelling at her, I just stopped. Like, I wasn't even, like, scanning. I was just stopped. And I just was not scanning, just looking at him. Like, what?
There's, like, always, like, an overseer, too. They're just not part of it.
Yeah, it's this old guy. He doesn't do shit. Yeah. So while they're like, you need to get back in line. And she's like, I'm waiting for him. I was just not doing anything, just standing there, like looking at both of them. Like, oh, you, oh, you. Okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be slow. And then I just.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's.
You're like the worst superhero.
Yeah. I'm like Captain Asshole. Yeah. If I was a superhero, I'd be Captain Asshole.
That's good.
Yeah. I am. That's not passive aggressive. That's directly aggressive, first of all, because I told her. It's aggressive. I told her and the rest of the people, I'm going to be slow now because she's being a cunt. And then I was like, and then just a super, like, as slow as you could go.
At least you're entertaining for that old guy that doesn't do shit.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure I was.
He's got a story to go tell.
So that's, yeah, so that's just a little point of advice for you guys. It's like if somebody zooms up on your ass when you're driving.
Just go slow.
Just drop like a good, just go like 5 miles under the speed limit.
And if you can lock them next to another person who's going slow and slowly, that's the best.
Oh, I love that move.
That feels good.
But there was a guy in a like shitty Mustang behind me the other day. There was like, he tried to zip around me and pass me in the slow lane, but then he couldn't because there was another car that just merged on.
Just hang tight.
And so I'm like, all right, cool. Just slow down. Just get him back cruise nice control. And stuck there. Yeah, cruise control. Hey, what's up, buddy? I love that. So yeah, just I don't know what that feeling is. It's not Schadenfreude because that's not taking pleasure in other people's failure.
Yeah. It's.
It's being a cunt.
Yeah.
Being.
Cunt man.
Cunt man. Hello, I am cunt man. Yeah, so that's it.
That's good.
So that's how my week has been.
You should be cunt man for Halloween. That sounds great.
Cunt man.
How would you do that? You need a bandana.
Yeah.
Capes are overrated. Bodysuit?
Bandana, bodysuit. Yeah, probably bandana is good.
Something with a lot of like sequins or mirrors because like nobody wants to be
okay. So if you can get like a trench coat, right? And then just coat it with like mirrors from Compacts. Like all over the outside of that shit.
Yeah, you can get those little mirrors in the like craft section.
Yeah, totally. And then put glitter between them.
Oh yeah.
That's cunt man.
Some sequins.
Yep.
Nice.
You want to be as glittery as possible. That is cunt man. Because you're just making a spectacle, but the spectacle that you make is a reflection of society.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. That's why I make the big bucks.
Yeah.
So what's been bugging me? This week. First of all, has anything been bothering you this week?
I think I already vented pretty good.
Yeah. Just professionals that are not professional.
Professionals that suck and I can't do anything to make them hurt except like angrily go on the internet and give them one star and like bitch there. Like, that's my only power.
Yeah.
Right? It sucks.
So you don't have the power that I have, which is just directly being an asshole to people in line.
I get like it gets so bottled up that I have like these weird, awful feelings of like, okay, the neighbor's being a dick today. I'm going to get the fucking slingshot and a bag of marbles, and I'm just going to fuck their shit up.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be in me.
No, but it is in you.
But it's and there.
That's spite.
I have fantasized about it so much, like just breaking every window on the car with little glass marbles. That would be so fun.
Mm-hmm. Give in.
I can hear the sound.
To the power of the dark side.
It would feel good. I get a little bit shaky just talking about it. Like
it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's inside of you and it just gives you energy. It gives you life.
I just don't want to get arrested.
Give in to the dark side.
I'm too pretty for jail.
Be an asshole. But that's the key, though, to being cunt man, is that you don't do things that will put you in jail.
Yeah.
You're an asshole to people who deserve it, but in such a way that you're not culpable for your actions.
I'm so meek most of the time and like I don't want to cause any waves or anything. Okay. But then somebody almost hits us in traffic. And my first thought is, where's a rock? I need to peg this car.
Yeah. See, that's the thing is that you don't vent it appropriately so that it builds up in you. I vent it appropriately. Like, let's say I get a phone call from somebody that I'm not expecting a phone call from. And it's like a wrong number or it's a marketer.
Yeah. And they hang up on you. And then you call them back. And you're like, hey, I noticed that you've called this phone like twice.
Yeah.
And you just take their time.
Yeah.
Or fill their inbox.
Yeah. Have you?
Which is great. I mean, that's cool.
Have you seen the way that I behave with these people? So you've seen the way that I handle people that call me.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, when I get those random calls, because I don't like talking to people on the phone, not even people I know. I have a weird phone phobia. So I just try to hand my phone to you because that makes it stop sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm a prick.
Yeah, and that's fine because it's not me.
Right. But that being a prick is my venting. It's like, well, I can't afford a therapist, so now you're my therapist. And instead of actually doing something that's positive, I'm just going to take it out on you.
Does it do good? Is it useful for the person on the other side?
For me, it does good, and that's all that matters.
Okay.
Yep. So what's been bugging me this week is a phenomenon.
Phenomenon?
That I like to call pandemonium.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that also connected to the false outrage?
No.
Because that's huge this week.
That's a big one. I'm not going to get into that. Pandemonium is like, okay, I get that we need more representation in Hollywood for everyone.
Yes.
Who's not white.
Yeah.
Right? Or male.
Yeah.
But making Lady Thor isn't making representation.
Is that a real thing, or are you talking about Wonder Woman?
No, Wonder Woman's fine. Okay. That is an original intellectual property who started out as a woman. Mm-hmm. I actually mentioned in my notes, Wonder Woman's fine.
Okay. I think they're biting on that.
Lady Ghostbusters?
Uh-huh.
That's a remake, but with women.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be, I thought it was supposed to be original. I still haven't seen it.
Young black girl Iron Man? That's, you're pandering. You're not helping. You're not.
It's just that's the loudest thing, because there's a lot of original stories.
Well, that's my point. Pandering is, you're remaking something and just saying, what if we make Goonies, but instead they're all girls and the girls are boys?
I don't think it's pandering.
That's pandering.
I think the problem, like I see it especially, I'm still super loud. I see it especially in film where it's not, oh gosh, now I'm gone. It's not about how good your work is.
Right.
It's only about who you know. Like people say that all the time, but it's so real. Like, you don't have to have any talent.
What does that have to do with remaking a movie in gender or race swapping?
They already have something that they know makes money, so they're just going to keep piling on that.
So that's my point. When you're doing this shit, all you're doing is the same reason why people are so fucking fed up with it's Spider-Man rebooted again.
Mm.
But imagine if it was like, it's Spider-Man rebooted again, but this time he's Mexican.
Yeah.
Like, is that now inclusive? Or is that just them... Not only A,
into the Spider-Man
remaking
brand.
It and playing it safe, but B, pandering to now look at us. We are being inclusive.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
They're just trying to trick people into watching the next thing that is the same fucking thing. And they've churned out four times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Imagine if it's like, okay, so I'm going to remake Matlock, right? A story or a TV show about a detective, but he's black.
It might be time for
it's
that.
It's Blacklock.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not time for that because we did that and it was called Blaxploitation.
Yeah.
It's like we're making movies for the blacks now. Here's a movie where a black is a hero and look how cool he is, blacks. Don't you want to watch it, blacks?
Mm-hmm.
We did this before in the 70s and it's gross.
I miss that whole, I mean,
so
I wasn't
alive
then. So
now we're doing femsploitation. Hey, we're making a movie that's for girls because it stars girls. And now you girls should come and see it because it's the same movie we made before, but with girls.
How can you tell what's behind it? Like, how can you
because
tell?
Because it's crass.
Yeah.
It's very crass and it's very clear in the marketing that that's the only thing that they're trading on. Like, the comic book industry is really bad about it.
But I'm not convinced that that was, like, a travesty or anything. I'm not convinced that was pandering,
I don't think
even.
It was a travesty, but I think that it's, like, so many people got on the point of, well, the reason why it's getting shit all over is because people don't want ladies to be Ghostbusters, blah, blah, blah.
There was a huge, like, ridiculous outcry over
that
and it was because they were women.
I think that there were more people bitching about it than there were people saying that's a problem because it's women. I think there were more people like writing hit pieces about how.
Why would they be countering the bitching if there was no bitching to be had?
I think that it makes a very good story to say, this is the movie they don't want you to see, and here's why.
Maybe, but I saw a lot of bitching.
It's marketing.
Okay, but I saw a lot of bitching.
Okay, well, you should watch the movie and see how good it is.
Yeah,
like,
we
it
should.
Seems like it was completely not memorable. Like, no one cares about it. It got bad reviews.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know. I remember the trailer, the first trailer that was cut was awful.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, but there was a ridiculous outrage by men because they were, it felt like they were stealing their nostalgia or something, and it's not supposed to be women. But there was no goddamn outrage over, like, the live-action Ninja Turtles garbage. Like, nobody cared. That was fine.
No, I remember when I used to like Ninja Turtles stuff, and then they made live-action movies, and I was like, this is stupid, and I just...
But nobody complained about it.
That's when I just nobody stopped liking went, it and stopped paying attention to it.
Okay, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't I'm remember just saying, the nationwide outrage over it, like there was
There was for no internet when that happened.
Even as recent, though, as, like, what was the last one? It had the Jennifer Body chick in it.
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, it had been done before. There were live-action Ninja Turtles movies before. That'd be like saying, where was the outrage for the Ghostbusters movie that was all female? Because they made a female Ghostbusters movie in the 80s, and then now they did it again. So it's a false equivalency.
I guess, but...
Or a bad analogy. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess. I don't have a better one because I don't really know movies. But there was...
So...
It was a lot about women.
But like,
and about nostalgia.
Okay, so how many people do you think are
what
pissed?
What about the outrage over the Wonder Woman screening? It was one screening.
Well, because, yeah. And
because,
again,
yeah.
Some, like, five men were pissed off.
Not
about
five
that.
Men. Way too many men.
Do you think, like, a million men, like, formed a march over it? Like, I don't think it was that
no,
big of a
deal. No, it was probably,
deal.
Like, 60
I never
in
even
a march.
Heard of it until you brought it up. And I actually go out and read, like, forums where there are horrible men that
I don't know how
women.
You miss all these things that I see. It's,
because
it's very...
You...
It's interesting how you miss the women's issues.
I don't miss the women's issues.
You do. Because you didn't hear about this. It wasn't a problem for you.
Of course not.
That's bullshit.
Well, it's not a problem for me. Like,
you're raising a girl.
It's no, but it's not a problem for me, all these men that are freaking out about it, because I'm not seeing it. I don't think there are that many men freaking out about it. I think I read one article about...
I've seen so many people freaking out. So many guys on Facebook, on Twitter, just... Like blogs, writing blogs. I'm not. You can see the comment trails.
See, but I think it's that you are subscribed to a bunch of like super aware, like woke.
It's not even stuff. It's not even stuff connected to that. It's not even stuff connected to people that I follow. It's not that stuff.
So then, how are you seeing it on Facebook if it's not people?
Because
you follow?
I search. I go to the search bar. There's a search bar.
Okay. Well, I don't search for Wonder Woman screening outrage on Facebook.
I don't search for that stuff either. But I also hop between names. Like, sometimes people retweet other people, and then I click those retweets, and then I follow down those people, and then I click other retweets.
Yeah.
I go through all these weird things.
If it's not like my people specifically.
So you are the one in the box. I'm not.
No, okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. I'll shut up.
Thank you. Next.
I think the problem with the pandering, like Star Wars, right? They've made a bunch of new Star Wars movies where the protagonists are female.
They made one.
They've made one, right?
Not a bunch, just one.
Okay, so they've made one recently.
Uh-huh.
Where the protagonist is female.
I'm pretty sure it got great reviews.
Yeah, and no one cared. Do you know why? Because they didn't remake the first Star Wars with fucking Linda Skywalker and Hannah Solo. Like,
you haven't seen that Ghostbusters. You don't know if it's a remake or
I'm
if it's an original piece.
That. I'm not talking about that Ghostbusters.
What are you
I'm talking about?
About
making Black Little Girl Iron Man or Lady Thor. Like that.
Those are
of...
also supposed to be separate storylines.
But okay, but you're literally making the character. It's this character, but it now is.
I know. I just
this,
said they're probably
stupid.
Hitching on to a brand that's got big money right now.
And that's what I said. That was my entire point.
Okay.
That's pandering.
Okay.
Right. So that was my complaint.
Great.
So we watched Get Out the other day.
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
That was really good.
Yeah?
There were some moments in it that irked me, but not enough.
Okay.
For me to hate it. Like, I'd buy it. Yeah.
You'd buy it?
Yeah, I don't buy that many movies, but that's when I'd buy.
Okay. So what, like, what's the what irked you?
I don't know. Just I knew what was happening well before it came up.
So you were too smart for it?
Not that I'm too smart for it.
I'm kidding.
I've written stuff kind of like that, so I know.
I mean, like literally the twist, though, that they were
being. No, obviously no. That's okay. It's a pretty unique story.
Okay.
But I've written that format.
But you've
written that arc, basically. So I kind of understand the direction.
So you knew what was happening beforehand, which is that.
And like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it either. Yeah. So you knew who the main antagonist was.
But there was like moments right? Where like they. It's for the dumb people, I guess. The people that aren't that tied into the story.
Yeah.
That they have to like sort of explain it.
Okay.
They verbalize it. And like, I fucking knew already. Yeah. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
That happened maybe once or twice.
Yeah, that's...
But apart from that, it was really good.
There's actually a really good example of that, which is the movie Dark City.
I don't think I've seen that.
You haven't, and I'm going to make you watch it the right way.
Oh.
They filmed this entire movie, right, beginning to end, and they showed it to the studio. And the studio said, like, well, this is really good, but I don't think people are going to understand the twist at the end, like what happened or what's going on. So
let's have a flashback.
No.
Like a 10-minute flashback
no,
at
no,
the
no,
end.
No, 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 worse.
Oh, good.
At the very beginning of it, let's do a thing that explains the world that you're in, who's in charge of it, and what the rules are.
Tell me it was a voiceover.
Basically, yeah. It's like,
nice.
Here's a world where this is what happens.
Imagine
The Matrix, right?
Uh-huh.
And before the first scene of The Matrix, you just hear Morpheus saying, like, currently, the machines run the world. Everybody's living in a simulation, and mm-hmm. we're going to go try to find Keanu Reeves' character, Neo, and make him take a pill so that he can get out, so that he can help us. Here's the story. And then it starts at the beginning. Like, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's literally what they did with Dark City.
Wow.
Like, that bad.
Follow us on this journey.
Yeah. So what do you think was, like, what are some things that, because Get Out, a lot of people are talking about it, specifically with, like, racism, right?
Yeah, I think it was actually pretty accurate. Like, it was in your face,
yeah.
But it's also so real, I feel. Like, that's probably a very accurate portrayal of just being a black person.
Yeah.
Just the stupid shit people say.
So
it was so hard, so cringy.
Like, I understood what they were getting at. I couldn't identify with a lot of it personally because I hadn't experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got to the scene where he was at her family's house, right? Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people started asking him questions about his life. And
like, it all makes sense towards the end. Like, it all had a purpose, but...
Right. But... And this is like, first of all, Jordan Peele that did this, that this is his baby, he's lived through this. You can tell. Because from my perspective, like, and this is a weird kind of, I don't know, discussion or topic, but you're the only white girl that I've ever dated for like longer than 4 months.
Cool.
Right. So I've been... the wrong race, dating some member of a family, and then going and hanging out with them, like Asian, Mexican, Native. And you get to this point where you go to hang out with their family, and all of a sudden, like, that kind of shit starts happening.
Yeah,
You're the outsider, so they start asking you all of these questions about, like, so where are you from? Well, where's your family from? And there's just like awkwardness where you don't.
What color is his penis?
Yeah. What I thought they captured so well in this movie was he was just trying to not fucking make waves the entire time. So he's just like, okay, no, this is a little inappropriate. I'm going to go now and then leave.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, this motherfucker, like, God damn it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, I had situations where, like, when I was in a relationship with this Mexican girl, I was helping their family to do some yard work outside. So I'm doing this, and it's me and, like, two or three relatives of hers that were Mexican dudes, and we're doing it, and they're like, One of them starts popping off to me. Oh, white boy, how you? You're out here doing this yard work, or is it safe for you to be in the sun? And shit like this, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, motherfucker. Like, I got a job where I'm pulling weeds fucking 6-8 hours a day outside of a hotel.
You should have been tan.
I was tanner than I am now. That's for goddamn sure. But when you live in the Columbia Gorge, there's not a lot of sun.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'm like, you motherfucker, right? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I guess I'm out here working, but I don't work like a crackhead or some shit, right?
Okay.
Because this dude just pissed me off, right? And then all of a sudden, it's like, and he gets all indignant and offended and leaves, right?
Is he a crackhead?
Well, then, come to find out later on, not him. He's like, I hear like, well, his uncle has a drug problem.
Wow.
And I'm like, bitch, I got an uncle that has this problem. I got an uncle with this problem. Like, come on, man.
Nobody gives a shit about uncles.
You're out here talking about how because of my race, I shouldn't be doing this and giving me shit.
Yeah.
And then now you're doing this. Like, come on, man. Have a thicker fucking skin. If you're going to come out here and be racist to me, and I'm just going to throw an offhand remark about being a crackhead.
They can't be racist to you because you're white.
Well, no, clearly.
I hate that shit.
No, that's fine. Whatever. I'm strong enough to handle it. They can't, but
I used to listen to, I don't even remember the name of the podcast. I don't think it's...
Yo, Is This Racist?
Yeah, I used to listen to that shit. And he would get everyone to come in, like if they were white... He would get them to say that, we can't, there's no racism against white people. That's not a real thing. Because we've created it. It's a white construct.
So, no. Do you know what the argument is for this?
What? No.
You can't be racist against white people because they're the ones in control and they're the ones with all the power. So they're not a minority and they're not oppressed.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But racism literally means prejudice against a race.
Yeah. It's treating somebody differently based on their ethnicity.
Right.
That's whether it's positive or negative.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, oh, you're Asian, you're good at math.
Yeah.
Like that's racist.
Right.
Even though you're saying like, you're smart. Oh, yeah, you're a Jew. You're good with money. Like, what's up?
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, like that's fucking racist, dude. It's nice, I guess, but it's not because you're making an assumption on somebody based upon their ethnicity.
Right.
That's racist.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's easy.
I don't get that shit.
That's easy. That's real easy.
Try talking against it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You can't win.
No,
plus, I'm a woman, so I extra don't win.
Yeah.
I double don't win.
I don't know.
You don't?
Nowadays, like, women are, you got Lady Ghostbusters, you're Iron Man.
Yeah, we're finally,
getting
up
getting
there.
Your own.
It's finally some lady directors maybe getting a chance.
That's... I forget. I think it was, was it Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle? One of them had a joke about white people asking them if they're happy that OJ didn't get, got not guilty.
What the fuck?
And he's like, motherfucker,
that's on your team?
I didn't get a check.
Like, yeah, what? People are stupid. Yeah. Bunker and guns.
Bunker and guns. So our last segment tonight, I have a snack for you.
What?
I have got a bowl of, I think it's Bazooka Joe's company, like that makes that shitty bubble gum. These are Crunchkins.
The fuck is that?
It's a ball.
It sounds like a slur on its own.
It's a multicolored ball. There are three, black, white, and tan.
Oh, it's the world.
It's the world.
Let's eat them.
They are dessert-flavored spheroids. So the...
That's a word you shouldn't... Those are words that should not be connected.
I know. I tried to put them together in the worst way possible. So the brown is brownie.
Oh.
The
white is cookie and cream
the
or some
white
shit.
Is birthday cake.
Oh, barf.
Yeah, and the...
Well, I think of that direction.
The tan is glazed donut.
That one sounds about right.
Yeah. So I'm going to grab one. I'm gonna go with the worst one. I'm going to go with birthday cake, and I'm going to give this a whirl.
I hope you barf.
I'm probably going to. Let me go off mic, because I know you guys like mouth sounds, you know? So I'm going to go off mic.
They shouldn't feel like this. Why are they so poofy? They're so airy.
Mm, that's weird.
It's like Dippin' Dots, except freeze-dried.
That is fucking gross.
Oh, good. I have a feeling this isn't going to mix well with my drink.
Yeah, go right ahead.
You should eat another.
Take a knock out of that. Yeah, I ate one. I'm fine. So imagine you take frosting, right? And then you add... Yeah, it's bad when you're looking at the oscilloscope when you're... So it's like you take frosting and you put like Rice Krispies in the middle of it. That's what that birthday cake one tasted like.
The texture isn't bad, but the flavor's butts.
That flavor was terrible. Which one did you have?
I ate the same one as you.
The white one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's terrible. So now you've got the brownie one.
I've got two.
The white one, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you going?
1 or 2.
Okay, because in this scale,
one's
the worst.
I wouldn't eat it again.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat it again.
So I'm going to go...
Brownie.
Okay, I'm going to give this a whirl.
Be off mic.
I'll let you do the chewing first. The brownie, first of all, to describe it, it's like powdery on the outside, which is troubling.
It tastes the same.
So gross. It does? It tastes the exact same?
I mean, maybe it has a little less bite of sweetness, but yeah, there's a little tiny cocoa at the end.
Mm.
It tastes the same.
Yeah, tastes about the same.
It's like Dippin' Dots meets astronaut ice cream.
Yeah, this is like what astronauts would eat for a dessert in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they went to hell.
They would chase around the cabin.
Yeah, they would be chasing it around the cabin in hell while a devil was poking them in the butt with a pitchfork.
Hmm.
We don't have enough representation of the devil like that anymore, too.
Well, back with Bendy and the Ink Machine. Maybe we do.
Yeah, that's true, but he's not red like wearing the long
black
John. Underpants and poking.
Maybe
with
he is red.
I'm the devil. We don't have enough of that anymore. So I'm going to try the donut one now.
That one's actually okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a whirl.
It's like a donut hole.
Hmm.
A crunchy, crunchy donut hole.
Yeah,
that sounds dirty.
Yeah, that is much less bad.
Yeah.
I'm
going to fuck up my drink now. Like, I don't want to take a drink, but I want this out of my mouth.
I'm never going to buy that again.
Yeah.
Like, these are horrible.
I mean, what did you expect? That's why you bought it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When I buy a snack for the podcast, I actually expect it to be bad.
Yeah.
Which is bad because on our last podcast that we recorded, the snack was actually really good.
You liked it. I wasn't so
good. Mango suckers?
Yeah.
Those were good.
Was it spicy and salty on the outside?
Spicy on the outside, and then just mango, but it actually tasted like legit-ass mango on the inside.
Yeah, they got their fruity candies down.
Mm-hmm.
The brown ones.
Those people.
Yeah.
Them ones. Listen, they know how to make a fruity candy. You're Mexican. You know how to make a fruity candy.
Don't they use, like, legit sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the
Generally, yeah, they use it, because in America, we tend to subsidize corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, Trump's pulling a lot of government subsidies for farmers.
Yeah, and those...
And it's fucking them. And those are the people that voted for him. So, good job, guys. Make America great again. You're unemployed.
Like, what other what exports do we have? I mean,
software,
it's gun.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Entertainment.
And military.
Great. But corn, I thought, was a big
one. Those are our three.
Nobody gives a shit about corn? Why do we grow it? It takes up so much space.
That's great, though. If you throw it on the grill, dude.
That's good corn, but they use the butthole corn for that stuff.
Yeah.
For sugar.
Yeah, true. Butthole corn.
Mm-hmm.
That paints a picture.
Yeah, I was thinking about it a little too much.
Me too.
But not in the way you probably would think.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that they were basically like taking corn out of poops and using that.
That's not at all what I was thinking.
That's
I was thinking
corn.
A butt plug corn.
Oh. About shoving a cob up your ass?
Yeah, I bet that would be nice for, you know, those that like it.
You think so?
It's bumpy.
Yeah. You got to butter it first.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Don't use Creole butter, though. That would be
spicy on that butthole.
Yeah. That would not be pleasant. So I think that about does it for this episode.
Why does it always get to buttholes?
I don't know. That's where you
Is
take
this
it.
Every single episode, it gets to buttholes towards the end?
Yeah. In the end.
Yeah.
It's all a butthole.
Yeah. What's in your pocket?
Wrappers. So follow us on Facebook. Look us up on Twitter. I'm not going to do any of your questions this week because I don't care.
I did them last week and I was way too high.
Yeah. And I have to prepare for playing Dungeons and Dragons tomorrow with a bunch of dickheads.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them. Not all of them.
They're not all dickheads?
No, they are all dickheads. So this is going to be trouble.
That's good.
Yeah.
I saw some names for like Tit Mountain Clan or some shit. Like, I don't really remember.
No, that was we're doing it in Google Hangouts, right? And you've got to name your chat group in Google Hangouts. Mm-hmm. So currently it's Super Cuck Jones.
Hmm.
And
a good comic.
Yeah, Super Cuck Jones. So the last person tried to rename it to Mount Bro Olympus He-Man Woman Haters Guild.
That's nice.
And Google rejected it. They wouldn't let him name it that.
I wonder if
that is censorship.
If you did like a dollar sign at the end of haters, woman haters, or like a zero for the O. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how I get away with naming like Pokemon Butthole Mon. Why is it always buttholes?
It's always you that brings
it. I know.
That's the problem.
Why is my. That's like the worst thing I could think of.
A butthole?
But like it's still kid friendly.
What?
Buttholes are kid friendly.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Dinah's got one like out all the time.
Yeah, well, she also doesn't have a tail. Well, she's a cat.
Yeah, it's a big problem. So
what are you going to do?
She's Dinah Butt Dingle Bottom, fuck's sake.
I've been dialing back to using the insult asshole face lately.
Right.
That's a good one.
It's okay.
Look at that asshole face over there. What the fuck is he doing?
I prefer dick nose.
Dick nose is pretty good. Look at that ball cheese. Is that?
I've never heard that, but I kind of like it.
That sounds stinky. That's off the dome. So
look at that.
Ball cheese off the dome.
Smegma face.
Smegma. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I'm just trying to think of really dirty, stinky things now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What's worse, smegma or tonsil stone?
Ew. Those are both pretty bad.
You ever have a tonsil stone?
No, I've seen pictures, unfortunately. And gross. Isn't that what, what's that doofus's name? Ted Cruz? He ate a booger, but it was actually a tonsil stone?
What?
Wasn't he running against Trump?
Ted Cruz ate a booger, but it was actually a tonsil stone?
Yeah, he ate something on his face.
Ew.
From his face while he was talking publicly.
Gross.
I didn't want to ever see the video, but someone on the Twitters made a gif of it, and I just came across it.
Yeah.
That's how I see a lot of horrible things. Like meat spin.
On Twitter.
Not on Twitter, but that, I mean, gif
meat form. Spin's good, though, because it's got a soundtrack.
There's a cat.
Yeah,
soundtrack for meat spin?
Yeah, it's the, you spin me right around, baby, right around.
It doesn't work unless
you have the soundtrack. Because it's synced up. You spin me right
around. I saw
it.
No, the version I saw had a counter on it.
It does
like,
have a counter, yes.
Oh, okay.
But then I think that they just sync the BPMs up to You Spin Me Right Round so that every time the cock circulates, it's another beat. Bum, bum, bum.
That sounds great, but.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't like that it kind of wrecked that song for me.
Really? I don't know. Those are just men that are in love. What's wrong with that?
I don't think they're in love.
How do you know?
It was like that Children of God? No.
What?
What's that one documentary we saw with that creepy guy that...
Yeah, that was Children of God. That was
the cult guy?
The weird guy that looked like Spenny.
Yeah, that's what his porn scenes reminded me of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just like fucking railing a tiny, super, like a waxed butthole.
Yeah.
But it was like acrobatic, like up in the air and you're like watching the undertake and it's... Like, how are they balancing? Where are his hands?
Yeah.
It's like an Eiffel Tower of two.
Shout-outs, by the way, to the guys that do porn. Like, you're the unsung heroes out there. Like, you get paid way less.
Yeah.
And look at the shit that they're going
through.
You're
making people happy.
And that's, yeah, that's rough.
But not that guy. He made a lot of people very sad.
Yeah, the Children of God guy. And forget that he's terrible.
It's a good documentary on Netflix. Catch it.
Yeah, catch that. Catch Get Out. That's completely different.
Oh, yeah.
But it's fun. It's a fun movie. You were very upset because you're like, this is going to have a bad ending.
I And then they even played into it, which I loved.
Yes, yes.
I loved that.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was so good.
Caught in the worst possible situation. Oh, never mind. It's all
there
good.
Was like a Peace. Good payoff for everything yeah. I noticed and appreciated.
Yes.
It was like the best payoff.
Well, plus, one of the villains is the villain from Billy Madison. Like, how perfect is that?
You just told that's spoilers.
Oh, fuck you. It's the end of the podcast.
I guess you can't really, you can't, I couldn't tell. Like, I was like, who the fuck is that
guy? Yeah, but okay, but he's one of the villains, but there's no way he's the villain. Like, the villain. The worst one.
Yeah.
The worst one is, yeah, I'm not going to say.
Yeah, don't spoiler. I know who the worst one is.
Yeah.
There's pictures of them.
Yeah, yeah, there are pictures of them.
Of that person.
Of that person. Yeah.
That creepy house lady, though. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She scared the shit out of me the whole time.
You want to talk about some acting, too, by the way. God damn.
For real.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
Damn, she nailed it.
The title of that movie is so great. Yeah.
The house one.
Yeah, that thing Bill Maher said. Oh, that guy.
Oh, by the way, Bill Maher, it's okay to say that. You're a comedian. You can say it.
It's, I mean.
You can say it.
You're I agree. Yeah.
Just like Kathy Griffin.
It's a word.
You can have Trump's head. Double down. You're a comedian. Fuck it. That's the point. If the joke's not funny, that sucks.
The people that were outraged over that aren't outraged that Jeff Sessions said that the KKK was A-OK until he found out they smoked pot.
That they smoke weed. Yeah.
Like, they're all, oh, that's just a joke. You can't take that serious. Fuck off. These people are actually comedians, and you're outraged?
Right.
That's not outrage. You're wrong. You're dumb. I hate you. Die. Kill yourself.
Okay, you have the right to be outraged at a comedian. You have the right to be outraged at whatever
anybody says. Don't demand they get fired.
Bingo. Comedians don't deserve to be fired for saying shit that's offensive. Like,
I hate the hypocrisy.
Like, I have a podcast with an obscenity in the title. I'm spinning up another podcast that's Dungeons and Dragons. Spoiler alert, it's going to have an obscenity in the title. Dungeons and Dickheads. Like, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not those specific people the whole time. It just works.
Yeah.
Don't be the obscenity is not the offense. The intent is the offense. And when it's a politician saying, I'm okay with the KKK, guess what the intent is?
You don't get to call that a joke.
That you're fine with racists. Mm-hmm. That's the intent. And that's a problem. Until you figure out that they smoke weed, which, by the way, was made illegal in America because the blacks liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck that's Sessions. Racist. Yeah, fuck him. He's a piece of shit.
That guy's a monster, and I want him to be in prison.
Yeah.
So bad. I want him to be in one of his private prisons.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Manufacturing tampons or whatever the fuck they make.
Yeah.
Bras.
They make bras for Victoria's Secret. Mm-hmm. I know that. Did they make tampons?
I don't know.
Maybe.
It's fucking, that shit is so dirty.
Tampons?
Those two. But the ICE people, the whole nobody's being deported, but they're all being jailed in these private prisons so that they can manufacture shit and they can put money in Sessions' pocket.
Well,
and he's the one that pushes the whole ICE thing to begin with.
Yeah. Well, we don't. People are afraid that we're going to deport too many people. So instead of deporting them,
enslave them.
Yeah, you enslave them. That's
great.
Fine. That works.
Those are legal slaves.
To be fair, though,
I mean they're brown, so it fits the that.
To be fair, though, they did break the law.
Barely. And some of them, they're not.
They're here illegally.
Yeah, but they're working and they have families, and like most people would have visas for having those families.
Yeah.
It's just they don't, the paperwork isn't there.
Yeah.
Because it's such a fucking drawn out process, too.
Yeah, that's true. We need to figure out how to
Melania got in. She was fucking illegal.
Well, that's fine because Trump imported her. That's what you do.
But
with
she
bras.
Was illegal before Trump met her.
Yeah, I know, but he paid for her. So it's okay.
Now?
Well, that's what you just got to do. You just pay for them.
But she was able to get the papers. These people can't.
Yeah, because he's the.
Because they're brown.
He's rich.
Yeah, and he's rich.
He could bring in a Mexican broad if he wanted to. He's rich enough.
Yeah, but he hates them. They're rapists.
Does he hate them?
They're rapists.
No, some of them are. Just the bad hombres.
Yeah.
Right?
I hate this whole place.
So we've got bad hombres and super predators. That's the problem.
Fuck Jeff Sessions.
It's old people. old people need
to. They're never going to die.
Die.
No, they will. They've only got like 10 to 15 years left, but they've got kids that they're giving that shit to, and it's just going to keep going.
Thank God, Emperor Trump, for cutting Medicare for olds, because now they're all going to die. And the pre-existing conditions, they're all going to start dying because they're just not going to have health care.
What about the ones that didn't vote for him, like my grandparents?
No, I was being facetious.
Well, there's other people that exist still.
I understand. I was being facetious.
I wish the racists would just die. That'd be so nice.
The racists?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm trying to figure out a plausible situation where only the racists die, and I can't figure
it out. You have like a gun show, but then it's just like, gas them, I guess. I don't know.
But I've been to gun shows. Like, are you going to kill me?
I don't know. How do you get the races together?
Gathering
Ted Nugent concert?
I was going to say Gathering of the Juggalos, but those people actually marched against Trump.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
When?
No, they're going to in August. That's right.
I thought it was September.
No, August.
But they're not even marching for anything good.
Yeah, they are.
What?
They don't want to be a gang.
I don't care.
They think it's unfair that they're called a gang because they're not violent.
Fuck, they don't have other problems?
Well,
what shitheads?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess they don't have other problems.
Maybe. Like, just don't wear that fucking makeup and nobody's going to ID you, is that?
No. See, now that's a little wrong.
What?
You can't tell people how to dress and how to look.
They don't always look that way. Some people are born different color. They paint it on.
Yeah.
And then they're part of that group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, I don't care. They can be in the gang and then they can not paint themselves and not be them.
So you're saying you're okay with people being different so long as they don't choose to represent themselves in a way that you can see that they're different?
I don't care about their problem being a gang. Like, I don't care about that. There are bigger problems.
Yeah.
What about their health care?
That's what I was talking about last episode that we got rid of, which was like that in Sacramento, they were talking about outlawing lap dances. Like, figure out all the other more important shit first, like the economy and homelessness and mental illness.
Everything's wrong.
And then once all that's done, let's start talking about you being
They don't want to fix anything, because if they fix things, that means the money stops coming.
Yeah, well, there's no money in fixing it either.
Yeah.
And that's an old George Carlin bit. He said, if you want to fix homelessness, figure out a way that the rich people get richer.
Mm-hmm.
Just sell them magazines, better crates and cartons. Yeah. Meanwhile, how many houses are empty?
I don't even know.
Capitalism's a failure. That's the problem.
Apparently, it's not.
No, it's a huge thriving. Failure. Oh, yeah, will until people fucking revolt because automation eliminates
revolting.
22 million jobs. They're not doing it now, but they will.
No, because they're misdirected at brown people when it's...
Well, that's... Yeah, that's...
It's automation or it's... what's the word for... In a different country? Yes, outsourcing.
It'll eventually come to a head.
When? 20 years?
I don't know, 50 years.
Then it's not happening then.
It's never going to happen if it happens after your life. That's the same reason like
it's people the same reason we don't care about climate.
Yeah, exactly. Change, yeah. People don't care about the environment because it's not in their lifetime, so they don't care. Just like you don't care about that.
I need results. I need people to fix things and to
right,
look
if
like
I don't
they care.
See it doesn't exist.
We need change. I'm tired of talking about change. Yeah. Fucking be about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%.
I'm tired of this shit.
Take a long time with
Bunkers.
The U-scan if people are trying to cut in line. Be a dick.
Bunkers and guns.
Bunkers and guns. I gotta teach you how to shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So follow us on Facebook, Twitter. I'm not answering your questions this week because fuck you. And... I don't know. I think that's about all I have. Do you have anything? Final messages?
Fuck sessions.
Fuck sessions. That sounds also like you're scheduling coitus.
It does kind of.
So.
How many people do I hate? I hate a lot of them.
Most of them are old white men that are Republican.
Mm-hmm. And every time, like now I have this, it's not racist, but it's getting there. I have this thing where if I see a dumb person, I'm like, oh, fuck, I bet they're Trumpers.
Oh, that's not racist, but it's certainly bias.
Something's happening in me. The world is changing.
Yep. The hate. The spite.
Yep.
It's growing in you.
Gotta get my slingshot, some marbles.
Come over to the dark side.
Crack some domes.
So thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
I feel so violent right now.